Also wir sagen, dass wir aber gesagt haben, wenn wir dem sagen, dass Aaron David Base. Ich sage aber Leza einmal Khayan. Think what does Leza require two lechis or and the kaira or just two lechis? I bring the story of Leza told his town Rabbi Yosef ben Preda to add a second lechi to his Mavi entrance. Rabbi Yosef ben Preda asked, do I really have to close up the entrance? From the fact that he said that I have to close it up, it must mean that Leza also told him to put two lechis and a kaira on top. That's closing it up. Where it says no, Raya could mean he meant to ask, do I have to close it up with two lechis? You know, meaning one lechi is not enough. There's no proof that he required a kaira as well. The Braisa that we just said also continues and says that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Beishamei Beisil agree that a Mavi entrance less than 4 amas wide does not need any adjustment made to it. Our Mishnah quoted Rabbi Yishmael, who said that Beishamei Beisil agree that such a Mavi only needs a Lechi or a Kari, but it does need something. Marcel Rav Ashi said Rav Shimon Gamliel means that all agree that such a Mavi does not need a Lechi and a Kari like Beishamei normally says, or two Lechis like Rabbi Eliezer says, rather only needs a Lechi or a Kari. How small of a Mavi entrance still needs an adjustment? Rabbi Chloi or Rabbi Yechiel said, if it's only 4 tvachim wide, it needs an adjustment. Anything less than 4 tvachim does not. Rav Sheish is the name of Rabbi Abba, the name of Rav, said that the Hachamim, which is Rebbe, agree with Rabbi Eliezer that 2 lechis are needed to adjust the entrance of a chotzer. Rav Nachman said we pass like Rabbi Eliezer when dealing with the entrance of a chotzer, although the Rabbanon who argue on Rebbe in the Braisa would disagree with that. Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, a chotzer needs 2 lechis. Rav Zeri asked, you said that Rabbi Yochanan says the chotzer's lechi must be at least 4 tvachim wide. That would mean Rabbi Yochanan would require 2 lechis of 4 tvachim. For tefachim for each chotzer, that can't be, because we learned in a braisa previously that said if a small chotzer opened in its entirety to a large chotzer, you're allowed to carry in the large chotzer because it has lechis on either side of the small chotzer. Rav Adarbar Ravina explained that the large chotzer only has to be 1 amah, which is 6 tefachim larger than the small chotzer. That would mean that each lechi is only 3 tefachim, not 4. Rav Zeir explained, if there's only 1 lechi, that's before 2 lechis. If 2 lechis, that can be even a minimal amount. The Braiser, Rav Adar Ravimi, follows Rebbe, who says that a chotzer needs 2 lechis, and Rebbe follows Rabbi Yosi, who says that each lechi must be 3 tvachim. Rabbi Yosi, in the name of Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, says a chotzer only needs 1 lechi. Abaye asked, Shmuel told Rabbi Hananya Bar Shila that he should not allow carrying in a chotzer unless most of the fourth side is enclosed by a wall or there are 2 lechis. Rabbi Yosef said, I know that Shmuel allowed the people of a chotzer that had an inlet of the sea in it to draw water from it, even though there was only 1 lechi. Abaye said, the Rabbanan are always makel when it comes to water, drawing water on Shabbos, like we find, like they allow drawing water from a river using these suspended walls. So you see, they're making over there, that's why it could be over there, they allowed it. Still, Abai's kasha still remains. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bereid of Yeshua said, if there's only 1 lechi, has to be 4 tvachim. If there are 2 lechis, it could even be a minimal amount. Rav Papa asked, if so, why did Shmuel say that most of the fourth side has to be enclosed? We just said that a lechi of 4 tvachim is sufficient. We can't answer that he was discussing an entrance of 7 tvachim, so 4 tvachim is most, because that's ruba, because for an entrance of that size, a lechi plus, of 3 tvachim plus a little bit more would make the entrance less than 4 tvachim, which Rabbi Chloe and would make the entrance less than 4 tvachim altogether, which Rabbi Chloe and Rabbi Chil, like we just brought before, said you don't even need an adjustment in such a mavi altogether. The Mara answer, Shmuel was discussing a chotzer, and Rabbi Chloe and Rabbi Chil were discussing a mavi, so they're talking about different cases. Whereas the second answer, the dinner of Rabbi Chloe and Rabbi Chil is actually machloikis, and so Shmuel passed on the chumra and required that most of the side be enclosed. So the Braisa said, if an inlet of the sea goes into a chotzer with the wall on that side being partially breached, so you're not allowed to draw water from it on Shabbos unless there's a partition in the breach that's at least 10 tvachim tall. Now, this is only necessary if the breach is more than 10 amos wide. Other Dr. Braisa. Fact Gemara, it seemed that he'd be allowed to carry in the chotzer. He says he's not allowed to draw water, but some carrying would be allowed to. Why is he allowed to do that? The wall is open to a place, the sea, which he's not allowed to carry over there. And we learned that if it's open to a place, you're not allowed to carry. You're also not allowed to carry within the chotzer either. The Gemara says the breach wall still exists, but it's submerged in the water to a height of 10 tvachim. The wall is 10 tvachim tall, but it's submerged in the water. Therefore, else carrying, it's not a problem. Therefore, he's allowed to carry in the chotzer. Yehuda said, if shituf mavois was not done to a mavoi, but someone puts up a lechi, someone who transfers from the Rishus HaRabim into it is chayiv deraisa, because a lechi acts as a wall. If one only put up a kaira, he's not chayiv deraisa, a kaira is only a reminder. Rav Sheish is asked, it seems that if shituf was done, then even a kaira would make the mavi into Rishus HaYochid. Shituf, again, Rabbi Yehuda was talking about if shituf mavois was not done, so then only a lechi makes it into a shayach deraisa, but a kaira not. Rav Sheish says, what the shituf makes it into a shayach deraisa, shituf doesn't affect what type of rishus it is. More answers, Rabbi Yehuda meant to say as follows: if someone puts up a lechi in a mavi which is not fit for shituf, meaning because it only has 2 walls, it becomes a shayach because a lechi becomes a 3rd wall. If you put up a kaira, it's not a shayach in that case because a kaira is only a reminder. It's not a 3rd wall. Rabbah also says that a lechi acts as a wall and a kayer acts as a reminder. Rabbah says that both are only reminders. Rav Yaakov Rabbah asked, Raisa says, if someone throws an item into a mavui that has a lechi, he's chayiv. If it doesn't have a lechi, it's potter. This is problematic according to Ravim, because he said that even over there it's only for a reminder, it's not a wall. Rabbah will say the Raisa means if it only needs a lechi, meaning because it already has three walls, that's when he's chayiv. If it needs more than that, meaning if it's open on both sides so that it needs a lechi and a Torah Pesach, that's when he'd be potter even if he put up a lechi. And that's the way Rav will explain the Raisa. In fact, Mar Behuda allows using two houses, one on each side of the Shurabim, as walls, which if he puts a lechi on either of the sides, it makes an area, the area between them. We see that he holds that a lechi creates a wall. This is problematic according to Rava. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the derisa, even two walls, is enough to create a Shuzay Yachav. That's why he holds that way. Rabbi Yehuda name of Rav said a mavi that a square can't be adjusted with a lechi of a minimum width, and he's a lechi of four tefachim because it's truly not a chotzer. It's truly a chotzer, not a mavi. Rabbi Bar Ashi name of Rav said a mavi that's square may not be adjusted with a kair because it's truly a chotzer, not a mavi. Nachman said, what are the characteristics of a mavi that have to be adjusted with a lechi or kair? It's like this. Number one, its length must be greater than its width. Number two, it must have multiple chatzeres open into it, with each chatzer having multiple houses opening into it. What are the characteristics of a chatzer that may not be adjusted with a lechi or kaira? A chatzer that has anything but one with its length greater than its width. How much greater does the length have to be? So Shmuel thought to say that it must be twice the width, but Rav told him, his uncle Rav Chia said, even if it's only greater by a minute amount, it's considered to be a mavon.